Making the unincorporated Southside neighborhood a part of Oroville was debated for more than 50 years. Last summer, that conversation was officially put to rest as it was annexed into the city. Now, just more than a year after the decision, NSPR's Casey Gardner looks into questions and challenges that remain.
I want to change the name
to
South Oroville.
They
want to change it to South Oroville, you know.
Southside Oroville. It's been Southside Oroville for 50 years.
For decades.
A name is an identity, and if you want to change something's identity, changing the name might be the first step. It's an idea that's surfaced more than once since annexation. Southside is a mostly residential neighborhood that's home to nearly 2,000 people. It's known for its diversity and its lack of municipal services. For some, the name Southside carries baggage. It's associated with the community's challenges: poverty, crime, and drug abuse, to name a few. Many see the annexation as an opportunity for a new chapter. But to some residents, like those you heard earlier at Martin Luther King Jr. Park, a name change is silly, if not disrespectful. It represents an ironic disregard for the families of Southside, whose problems, until now, have always been their own.
I don't know what the annexation is going to do for this part of town. I feel like it's kind of pushing out all the old people and then bringing in new people.
That's Corey Wright again from the park. He was born in Southside. While he wants sidewalks, curbs, and a seat at the table when it comes to city matters, creating trust between Southside city leaders and law enforcement is something he says is going to take time. Before Southside became part of Oroville, county officials designated it a disadvantaged, unincorporated community.
Let me add one more word to that, the underserved and, you know, disenfranchised and others, not served at all.
That's Pastor Kevin Thompson, head of Southside's number one Church of God in Christ, a small 107-year-old church right around the corner from MLK Park. Walking around Southside, you notice the neglect. While some homes are neat and tidy, others sag among unkempt yards. In recent weeks, the neighborhood has made the news for a series of potentially gang-related shootings. It's seen brighter days, says Thompson, whose family has lived there for decades.
I just reminisce on the families, how well-kept the lines were. You had homeowners that, you know, took pride in their community.
Many longtime Southside families, including Thompson's, moved there from the Deep South to find work at one of the area lumber mills, and later building the Oroville Dam. When the dam was finished and business at the mill slowed, the community saw a decline. Meanwhile, the city of Oroville continued to grow around it, leaving Southside a little unincorporated island. Last summer's annexation was a long-awaited acceptance of responsibility by the city.
The majority of the people were ecstatic, you know. Some of us, you know, we're just dancing in the street.
Change since hasn't been dramatic. The city has gradually begun forming relationships with the neighborhood. They've held community cleanups and police meet and greets. But currently saddled with over $1 million budget deficit, the city acknowledges that improvements to Southside will come slowly. And while residents are hopeful for a new era, skepticism lingers. Among priorities like road improvements and better lighting, those I spoke with would like to see progress that is just as much about preservation as it is about change. One recurring example would be a homebuyer program that helps longtime residents keep their homes instead of losing them to outsiders.
We see it every day, you know, a home burned down, you know, someone coming in and offered a, you know, person, you know, just pennies on the dollar, you know, for it, and, you know, they rehab it, and, you know, they put their family or, you know, whoever they're going to put there, and they forget the people that has been poured and invested in this community for so many years.
Thompson said those in power are being held to a higher standard than ever before, but the real test will be whether the people feel secure.
Having an opportunity for our seniors to once again be able to walk out in the evening, in the cool of the night, and sit on their porches without being afraid. Being able to walk, if they desire, a few blocks to the drugstore to purchase something and come back home without being afraid.
Without being afraid, in their homes, on their streets, or of Southside's future identity. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Casey Gardner.